The Moral is written by Professor Jack Benega, director of the Bonner Center for Character Education at CSU Fresno. Our reader is Kay Cummings.
The story in England's newspaper, The Telegraph, reported a cultural change in British parenting behavior. Apparently, reported Graham Patton, The Telegraph's education editor, parents have stopped reading traditional fairy tales to their children at bedtime because they are too scary and not politically correct. Snow White was deemed too frightening because of the Wicked Witch. Little Red Riding Hood is not read because she finds her grandmother has been eaten by a wolf. Rapunzel is considered too dark, and Hansel and Gretel were abandoned in a forest. Many experts believe otherwise. They argue that children should continue to be exposed to these traditional stories. Author Jonathan Young writes, "Folklore, fairy tales, and mythology are essential for children. These stories," he writes, "hide a wealth of insights just below the surface that are discovered when the stories are remembered as the child grows and that provide children with a sense of imagination." Child psychologist David Elkind agrees, speculating that children appreciate the types of fantasy found in traditional fairy tales. During latency, when they are between ages 6 and 11, Elkind notes that children tend not to distinguish between their thoughts and reality, often treating their hypotheses as if they were facts. Children make assumptions about reality on the basis of limited and often erroneous information, and may begin to feel that they know more than their parents. They discover that their parents are not omniscient, and they hypothesize that adults are not always right, and that they themselves, at least in some cases, know things their parents don't know. Such new awarenesses become generalized and are awakened by the themes of classic tales of childhood. Many such tales, particularly the Grimm's fairy tales, have predictable plots that speak to children at this age. In those tales, incompetent and immature children, like the listeners themselves, face major obstacles, usually in the form of powerful adults. And though they fail at first, they become more competent as the story proceeds, overcoming their adult adversaries and living happily ever after. The top 10 fairy tales no longer read by British parents include such traditional tales as Hansel and Gretel, Little Red Riding Hood, The Emperor's New Clothes, and Jack and the Beanstalk. But it is these stories particularly that speak to children, fire their imaginations, and provide them reassurance. In each, bumbling children overcome odds and emerge victorious. They are wonderful stories for children, but may threaten insecure adults. So it is adults whose attitude should change in this regard. We should continue to read these stories to our children. As Professor Elkind writes, "Our children will be thankful that we gave them this measure of marking progress along life's way." The Moral is brought to you by the Bonner Center for Character Education at CSU Fresno.